Well, now it's time to welcome Margaret Mills and her book review this month, which is a pretty Christmas-themed book, isn't it, Margaret?
It is indeed.
Well, tell me more. What is it?
It's called The Christmas Secret, and it's by a lady called Karen Swan.
OK, well, let's start by setting the scene for the book.
Right. Well, it's about a lady called Alex Hyde, who is a, well, business consultant, come troubleshooter, I suppose you call her. And she goes into businesses that are having trouble for whatever reason and sorts them out, organises their procedures and their business model and so on. So just before Christmas, shortly before Christmas, she gets a call from a whiskey distillery.
Right.
This is on a Scottish island, which I'm always unsure of how to pronounce, whether it's Islay or Islay. But she gets this call to come and sort them out. And the head of this distillery is a man called Lachlan, or Lockie for short. And he's a rather maverick type character, and the business is going completely in the wrong direction. The first really sort of a bit of the book that I found quite improbable was Alex Hyde, the business consultant, is supposedly booked up until well into the new year, but she manages to find time just before Christmas.
Wasn't it because they offered her such a huge sum of money?
Well, they do offer a big sum of money, but then if you've got
free
other clients, you know, it seems rather odd. But anyway, that's never sort of completely reconciled. But anyway, so she goes to this island and she embarks on this change of attitude by the boss. Mm. He's got all sorts of problems going on in his private life. He's engaged, or was engaged, to be married. The engagement's broken off. The former fiancé's marrying somebody else. There's a backstory with both of their private lives.
Right.
And it's also intertwined with this story of the wreck of a 1918 World War One American warship.
Right.
So that's sort of going on in the background as well as all sorts
and
of issues.
Did that fit in well into the narrative?
Well, not badly. I would say yes, it did. I mean, I wouldn't say I was that I felt overwhelmingly enthusiastic about the way they fitted it in, but
it's obviously linked. It obviously has a link somewhere there.
Yeah, it has. It's got a link with the brewery and the brewery owner and what's going on with their business.
Their business, yeah.
So, I found it quite intriguing. I suppose I wasn't overly enthusiastic about the way they fitted in these two stories.
Right.
But I think it gave a bit of light relief from the actual main thread of the story, which is Alex Hyde going in to sort out this failing whiskey distillery. I have to say at this point, if you're interested in how a whiskey distillery operates, you'll like this book.
Right.
You'll also like this book if you're interested in business corporate jargon.
Right.
Because there's quite a lot of it.
Now, as I understand it, this author has been churning out Christmas-based novels for years and years. Have you read any of the previous offerings?
I confess, Scott, I haven't.
All right.
No, but I have read some reviews from people that have. And to me, it was sort of an even split between those who say this isn't her best book, but they always buy a copy of her book, her Christmas book, because to them it's become almost part of the Christmas ritual.
Now, I noticed that the reviews on this book seem to swing from something like absorbing, enthralling and positively addictive, and there's not a single thing I didn't like about this book. I love all Karen's books, but in my opinion, this is her best yet. Two, this book was painful to read. I don't know why I bothered finishing it, and I couldn't get into this one.
Yeah, I think one of the things that is off-putting, if you happen to glimpse any of the reviews, and again, I don't know how true this is, but a lot of people are very critical about the factual accuracy of what she describes in the books, in the book, the All book. Right. Examples of this, I've seen a lot of people commenting on... She talks about snow on this island, and it very rarely snows on this island. She talks about...
Poetic license, isn't
it? Red squirrels. There are no red squirrels.
I've never seen one.
On this island.
Never seen one anywhere.
No. And also, apparently, she's got it wrong about the hunting season.
Right.
She talks about people, you know, going hunting as a sport, and she's got the wrong time of the year.
All right.
So,
notwithstanding that, what did you think of the book?
Well, I thought it... I wouldn't say it was my favourite Christmas read ever, but it is... It's an okay Christmas read to me.
So would you recommend it?
Well, again... If you're interested in business jargon and how a business consultant sets about turning a business around, if you're interested in the workings of a whiskey distillery, you'll love it.
Right.
Because there is a lot of that in the book. But for me, no.
I mean, I had the impression that in spite of the initial indications that this is somewhat of a romantic novel.
Oh, it is. Of course. Yeah, this is something I forgot to mention. Of course, there's a romance that comes with the woman who's come in. Very dynamic. She's very high powered. Another criticism is her talking about designer labels.
Right.
Which does grate a little bit after a time. She's very, very superficial and materialistic, I found her. I couldn't really warm to the characters very much.
Would you say that the book is more likely to appeal to women?
Yes. I do think that. I might be shot down in flames for saying that.
Well, I'm always getting shot down in flames. I'm worried about that.
I do think so, yeah. So, probably it will.
So marks out of 10?
Out of 10, I guess. I thought her writing style was quite good. I didn't find the book dragged. I just wasn't particularly interested in the characters or the plot. So I'm going to say a 7.
Right. I was going to say you were going to say 6. I was
no,
right. Seven out of 10. All right. So for those who might be interested in adding this book to their Christmas collection, and interestingly, I think I saw that the book was actually written in 2017. So it's been around a bit.
Well, I had sort of, I've seen 2021.
Yeah.
And I read a copy that I got online.
Right.
And that said 2017 on that.
Well, there you go.
So I don't know where this discrepancy comes in, but a lot of the reviews mention 2021. So
who knows? It's a bit like all the news, all the rest of the news, which we're encouraged to believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So what would you? So just detail us again the details of the book.
Right, the book is called The Christmas Secret.
Yeah.
It's by a lady called Karen Swan, and it's on sale usual places, Amazon, W.H. Smith, Waterstones, around about £7.50, £8, Kindle £3.99.
Fair enough, okay. And have you chosen your book for next month?
Yes, very much in keeping with the time of year. I've picked The Haunting Season. And the main name is a lady called Bridget Collins, but it's Tales of Ghosts and the Supernatural, contributed by a number of authors.
Some of whom are probably dead, just to add to the... You know.
Well, I think a lot of them are quite modern.
Okay, fair enough, right. Thanks very much indeed for
that. Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you.